It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here with you on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. That's right. The Lifestyle Show is on and now. Thank you so much for joining. And you know these shows, my Great American Golf Anchor Show every Saturday, the Monday Lifestyle Show, and my television show, Match Play with Ray Adams, all on the Golf News Net. You want to go to the golfnewsnet.com. And there you'll see the shows every week. And from there, they go over to all the big audio platforms, video platforms that you might use for your audio and video enjoyment. And we've been doing that for a year now. This month is a year, and it has gone so well. I have some new things coming up, though, with the shows, maybe a few surprises, some new technology that we're going to be using fairly soon. Great guest. We're in the middle of championship season, so there's loads of golf and lots going on. Dr. Bob Denny joining us today, PGA historian emeritus, and Craig Renshaw, our PGA noted instructor and key analyst. We're going to have some fun today on the Lifestyle Show, wrapping up all the weekend's golf. I will start out by saying that I was at the Marilyn Smith tea yesterday at Kierland Golf Club. This is a Troon property. Troon has been a sponsor of my shows on and off for years. I thank Troon so very much. I want to thank Nancy Dickens. She's the director of golf at Kierland Golf Club. Craig, I guess you know Nancy, don't you? Probably.
Yep.
And Nancy is one of the great women in golf. She is. I've had her on before. I'll have Nancy on again. We spoke about it yesterday when I saw her to come on the show. She started as a superintendent of golf and transitioned over to being a director of golf at Kierland. And she is just, she's marvelous. Everybody that knows Nancy respects, admires, and loves her. And I'm one of them. I'm a big fan of Nancy Dickens and Kierland Golf Club. Well, Debbie Waitkus, the executive director of the Golf It Forward Foundation. Now that's golfitforward.org, golfitforward.org. Put on the Marilyn Smith tee. We had Debbie on. We've talked about it. I go every year. I film a television episode or two at the tee. Yesterday, I did a couple of long form interviews that will be put over onto my YouTube site. I did not do a television episode, but you will soon see on my YouTube site, you find that using Match Play TV, you'll find me talking with Sandra Gal. What a wonderful, wonderful interview with Sandra. She was on my television show years ago. And then you'll find me speaking together with two World Golf Hall of Fame members, Meg Mallon, who was honored yesterday, and Beth Daniel. And just absolutely fantastic. Great interview, about 10 or 11 minutes long, standing outside on the balcony overlooking Kierland Golf Club right before the tee got started. What a great event, and what a lot of fun. And you'll want to go to my YouTube site and for sure listen to two great World Golf Hall of Famers from the LPGA Tour, Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel. That'll be up probably later today or tonight. So thankful to all of that. A lot of fun. And can't wait to have you listen and, to those interviews and see what we did. Those videos, I should say. All right. Lots to talk about today. We're going and going and going. Craig, let's start it out. What about the Fitzpatrick brothers and how wonderful for both of them? They win $1.3 million each at the Zurich Classic. But something very special transpired. And all I can say is Matt Fitzpatrick is probably the hottest player on the earth right now. What an unbelievable bunker shot to set up the win on the 18th hole yesterday, Craig.
Yeah, one of the best long bunker shots you'll see, and you've seen in a long time. Maybe not quite as good under the pressure of what Bryson did at the Open a few years ago, but very much up there. Matthew is playing great golf, and he's whether he continues to win like he did or whatever. I think this is what people expected of him many years ago. It may have taken a little bit of time to find his footing, and he's just in a wonderful place right now. Good to see. It's good to see when a golfer is in this kind of groove right now. And his high flying play this week allowed his brother to get his PGA Tour card. Not saying it was all up to Matthew, but it did help his brother get his tour card. So a unique circumstance, in my opinion.
Well, Alex had won on the DP World Tour finally, but this win on the PGA Tour does give him his PGA Tour card now, and he has his PGA Tour status for the next couple of years, as well as it puts him in the Masters. I believe, if I'm correct on that, Bob Denny, it also gets him into the Players. I think he's in all of the elevated events now. So Alex Fitz, all he has to do is play some decent golf, and he's not only going to make millions this year and next, but he is going to set himself up. And I guess there was some tears of joy and a couple of big bear hugs, and but that bunker shot really set it up to make it happen, Bob.
Yeah, he doesn't get an automatic invite to the Masters yet,
He
but he does
doesn't.
nope, but he still wins full exemption through 2 years on the tour. He gets a spot in the PGA Championship, and he can earn his way in by going up the ladder in the rankings. But he
Okay.
is not in the Masters yet, Graham.
Oh, I thought that he was going to get an invite. Okay, my bad. Thank you for correcting us. Well, and then a buddy of yours and mine that we've been watching, Christopher Reitan, who wears Squares golf shoes, or at least he did at the Masters. And we're happy for that. And for Squares, you want to go to squares.com, everybody, and get yourself into a pair of those fabulous golf shoes that I've been promoting and advertising for and talking about for years now. And we'll continue to do so all through this year. Played with Chris Ventura, and they were right there. And there were two of them, Alex Smalley and Hayden Springer, had played well all week. And there they are at 30 under par. And again, that birdie on 18 did it, Bob.
I was impressed with the overall play by teams in this one. Obviously, we had more drama, and that's good to see the drama towards the end. I agree with Craig. That's one of the great bunker shots you're going to see to set it up. But it's poetic justice for young Alex because he had caddied for his brother at the U.S. Amateur and at the Open, and been around him so much for success. It's nice to see it rub off and get some value out of it.
A lot of names at the Zurich that we might recognize, but most of the names I would venture to say, Craig, most people have never heard of. Who's Bryce Garnett? Who's Lee Hodges? Who is William Mao? Takumi Kanaya. I mean, there's Rico Hoey, Luke Clanton. I mean, there's a lot of names that most people have never heard of at this golf tournament. And I'm wondering, does the Zurich survive everything going on in the PGA Tour, Craig?
That's interesting. I don't know if it does or it doesn't. The tour is a tiered tour. And so maybe it'll survive on a second tier basis, or however you've heard with Hawaii being shut down, maybe it'll be a senior tour event. Who knows how they reconfigure a lot of these places when it comes up on the priority list of what places and what sponsors are important to the tour and which ones aren't quite as high on the list.
I don't know, Bob. We talked about it the other day. Look, I think it's a fun event. It provides a variety to the week in and week out, PGA Tour events that are, stroke play, of course. And I think this is a fun golf tournament to watch. I watched quite a bit of it, and I enjoyed it, even though there were not some great big huge names going on other than the Fitzpatricks and a few others down the line. But I thought it was a fun event, and I hope that Zurich survives.
Ray, not to be tangential on some of our discussion, but when the tour laid off 56 people this past week, unfortunately, one of those names that came up was Todd Fleming, who is the executive director of the Cognizant Classic. And I'm sorry to hear that, and but that was published, and I just wanted to say that we hope that the event a mile and a half away from me will survive. We don't know.
No, we don't. And Craig, you sent me that article. And Bob, I'm glad you brought it up. So let's dive into it a little bit. What I read was the PGA Tour is still planning on having the Cognizant. And if they are, why would they lay off the executive director, Craig? Why would they do that?
Well, I don't know. There could be fundamental differences as far as this young man is trying to raise money for the tournament. Maybe they just disagree how it's being done. It could be maybe the gentleman wants to get away. Who knows? Or he didn't like the feel that they're able to get. Who knows how this the backroom deals and how stuff gets done there. But they let him go. And like I said, I think it's a bigger issue with the tour. And I know it sounds like I'm a live supporter. I really don't care one way or the other, but with all the events that the tour is shrinking to, and all that we heard the last couple of weeks that live won't be funded next year, how do you not make the same questions about what's going to happen to the PGA Tour with them getting rid of tournaments and all this stuff? To me, it just sounds so one-sided with the questions that are being asked of one tour and not the other.
Well, it does. And again, we're in the dark. Now they're going to release their schedule, Bob. I believe I read in June. So we're going to find out a lot more in June when we see the actual schedule. But I think that, I think going forward, they're going to ease us into a new schedule. They're going to ease us into the pain of change and, this scrimping. I have, we talked about it the other day. There's no more fall schedule. This is it. And when they release the schedule next year, what in the world are all of those players going to do? And when you say two tiers, yes, you're going to have your players get into the elevated events, but your top tier players get into the elevated events. Then there's going to be events that the second top and second tier players can get into. But I think an awful lot of PGA Tour players are going to find themselves scratching their head and chasing their driver head around their body, trying to figure out their status. Where am I
But
going wrong?
Ray,
Yeah.
with the schedule change and everything, remember a couple of years ago, we were told that we were creating this, I don't want to say they didn't say tier system, but we were creating these signature events. And while we all know it was to match LIV,
Right.
it was a reason to get all the best golfers together, and it was gonna, they were gonna pay for $20, $25 million. And the reason was they were trying to match the payroll so they didn't lose players to live. Great. Well, now you got your big name players not going to these events. So what is the tour doing right now? I mean, I don't understand this. I don't understand the direction. I don't understand the things that we were told, which is now they had to play in these events. Now they don't. Now some of them are signing out of these events, but then if they sign out two of them, they don't. This is getting to be a joke because what they're doing isn't what's happening. So why are the players that were so concerned with money skipping these signature events now?
Well, if you read through that article further, even though they haven't released the schedule, and Bob, I want you to chime in. And this is the article about, the Todd Fleming being let go as the director of the Cognizant. The future, the article says from Golf Week, the future of the Cognizant Classic remains uncertain. Rolapp offered an outline in March of the tour's future schedule, but he didn't get into specifics. That'll come in a couple months. The schedule will include two tiers with up to 26 events. And you talk about 26 events. Didn't we have about 45 or 48 events for years and years and years? I mean, look at all the events that are gone when you go to a 26 event schedule. There will be 16 signature events with 120 player fields and a cut, along with the Players, the Majors, the President's Cup, and the Ryder Cup, which the tour has nothing to do with the Ryder Cup, but they're including it in their schedule. The second tier tournaments will include fields similar to those on the tour's current opposite events, like the Puerto Rico Open, the Myrtle Beach Classic, and the Barracuda Championship. So it could return like it was years ago as an elite event when it was known as the Honda, or reduced to a second tier event with far less significance. Again, we really don't know much of anything going on other than when Rolapp said that he was looking for, simplicity and clarity and whatever. They have just cut to shreds the tour schedule, if that's where we're headed. And then it didn't even mention there's no more fall events. Those are gone. Apparently, they're gone. And I mean, it's just, what are all those guys going to do that depended on the fall to make a living, Bob?
Yes, and just to look a little back in history, the largest event season we ever had was called a super season, 2020 to 2021, 50 events, 5-0. This year, 34 events is right now going on, and it's going to be even more trimmed, as we know. And we're certainly not going to see golf competing with the NFL in the fall. Or not, or any football that's going to be, if this tournament season, like we're hearing about it through people seeping out of the boardroom, that it could be right after the Super Bowl when they start. And that gives you another indication of how trim this will be down. So it's a very tough situation for players on the fringe trying to get in and make a living. I don't know if the Korn Ferry Tour or other tours are going to be able to pick up and their slack from there, but I do know in the old days when people couldn't make it in the US tour, they went to Canada, they went to Europe, they went to Asia, Australasia.
But that's not what a PGA Tour player is looking for, Craig. I've got to believe that there are many tour players that are fuming right now.
Well, how many Major League Baseball players are having to do second tier games to play Major League Baseball? How many of them are having to do, and the NFL players are playing second tier? I mean, how many organizations are running this kind of thing like this? I'm not saying it's wrong, but how many other of these professional sports leagues or organizations are running their leagues like this? I mean, we have in the minor leagues in baseball, we have double A and triple A and stuff, but they're not competing directly with, and you're not getting what you're getting. I mean, you're developing players. So what are we trying to do here with second tier stuff here? We're giving you the best product, but we're giving you second tier. What, really? I'm sorry. That doesn't, you can't have it both ways. You can smear it up there and you can try to put the greatest language into it to make it sound like that, but that's not what you're giving people and giving sponsors and giving events. It's just not, it's not happening.
Well, I don't know. We're in the midst of one of the greatest changes in golf globally, and we have been for the last couple of years. We've been kept in the dark about a lot of it. And now let's move over to LIV. The LIV future is at risk. They're going to finish out this year, and then who knows what's going to happen there, Bob?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And I've watched some of the product and watched it, what's going on in the around the sides of the grandstands, and watching some of the way they produce it. And it looks a lot muted to me right now. It doesn't look as strong. And if Bryson DeChambeau is your star right now, it's not going to be holding up forever. You know, it's just that's not the way it's going to. It was originally constructed.
Okay,
So
what are the biggest names on the LIV tour right now?
the biggest names,
Biggest names. What are
John
the
Rahm, John Rahm,
Rahm isn't going anywhere, I don't think.
Bryson DeChambeau,
Yep.
okay, Cameron Smith, right,
Yep.
Tyrell Hatton, and Joaquin Neiman. Those are the ones that come to mind.
I like Joaquin. Yeah.
I do
Yeah.
too. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I like him. I like him a lot. I don't know. And DeChambeau has said, listen, this suits me. He likes the live, format. He likes the lifestyle of live. I'm sure they all love the money of live,
Oh.
but all that may be going away. And look, not a one of them need any more money ever. They don't need any more money. They all have legacy money for ages to come, generations to come. So it can't be about the money, although I'm sure they love winning millions every week and signing for, but are all those contracts for the 50s and the hundreds and the 200s and the 400 millions, have all those been paid out already, Bob? Or are they paying them out over time? And will they survive if, the public investment fund pulls out?
They're not paid all at one time in a lump. It's stretched out. Those are stretched out.
Yeah, what happens if they pull the money?
Don't know. Don't know.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm sure there's some nail biting going over there too for some for a lot of those players. I mean, I don't think the top tier players, the top, six or eight are so worried about it, but I would imagine those that are below that are wondering what their future is. So, hey, this is all these are all big times going on in golf, and I'm loving being able to talk about it. I'm saddened by some of it. I'm a little bit angered by some of it. And I think the TV viewers and the and golf fans around the world have those mixed emotions like I do, Craig.
Yeah, I you know, it's COVID changed a lot of things as far as a lot of things that we do. It made things a lot more complicated. It made things easier in a lot of ways. And I don't think I know because I do the same thing, but these tours trying to maximize every single cent that they can have made product, I think, a lot more diluted and make it a lot harder for the fans to do what they do. And that's, that's the challenge that the tour's having right now. It just doesn't look great in my opinion. So, yeah.
I like to chime in after that is Craig was absolutely right about who's showing up for these signature events. We have two straight signature events coming up in the next 2 weeks. Cadillac Championship Doral and the Truist Championship at Quail Hollow. Let's see how that stacks up.
Well, I would imagine that the signature events are going to have the best fields, of course, and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, they're heading back to next week. They are heading to
Doral, Doral.
the Doral to the Trump National, the Blue Monster, and that will be 700 FedEx Cup points, as well as now the Zurich. Said that they, when I printed out the tour schedule, the Zurich said that they were going to be 500 FedEx Cup points. I don't think it was, though, was it? I think it was 400, wasn't it?
I have to check for you.
I had to think. Right here, here's my question with all this.
Yeah.
And this goes back many, many years to when we had the World Golf Championship. The goal of all of this was we're going to get the best players in the world together and they're going to play golf. And Dr. Bob may be able to help more with this. Has it If when they had it back then, and the goal is try to get these players with the signature events, are we having better golf? Are we having better TV? Are they getting more memorable golf tournaments as a result of this? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Okay, we're having two signature events back to back. Well, the reason for the signature events is more money, more golfers playing together, more of the top golfers playing together. Are we getting better golf? Because then in 2 weeks, they're going to Aronimink. Well, guess what? Nobody's going to care about the Truist and you know, the whatever one we're going to play at Doral this week. Nobody, the Cadillac. Nobody cares about that part because it's not one of the four majors. Okay? It's no different than when the NFL says, oh, we got these two big teams playing in week number two. Nobody cares about that game. At the end of the year, the only game that really, really matters is the Super Bowl, and the playoffs, they increase in popularity and more people watch it. But the reality is they build it up to be, oh, you're seeing two of the top teams. At the end of the day, nobody cares about week two. Nobody cares about it. It makes no difference in the final thing. So we're getting all these signature events, and golf isn't getting better. TV ratings are not getting better. We're not seeing better players with events. You go, oh, my God, do you remember this great tournament that they played here? Nobody's doing that. So what good is this doing?
Well, this, you know, and you said it earlier, and Bob, come on in on this. But the thing is, you've got LIV, what, 3 years ago now or what, however long. The PGA Tour was sent, you know, spinning on its ear. The war began. And the PGA Tour figured out that, and they lost some big names and others. And the PGA Tour said, okay, we've got to react to this. And it was a reaction. And a lot of players were upset about that reaction and the way they went about doing things. And, you know, why didn't they do it before that? Why did it take LIV to come along for the PGA Tour to elevate events, pay more money, take care of their players in a bigger, better way, make things maybe even more exciting for the TV viewers and the fans? Okay, they didn't. So it took LIV and Greg Norman to push them over the cliff. They parachuted down by copying LIV on a lot of things or matching LIV, trying to anyway. They couldn't do it week in and week out, but they did it with these, you know, started with a handful of these elevated events. And then, you know, it has progressed and, you know, evolved into where we are today. But to cut out 20 some events of the year, and if you're cutting out all those events, you're leaving golf for the viewers, the television viewers, the sponsors, the TV broadcast networks. You're leaving them out of about half of the season, Bob.
That's true. That's true. Back to our.
How they could be happy.
Just back up for a moment. This past week was 400 points for VedEx for this Zurich Classic. Got that. Okay. But back what you're talking about, it was a reaction. It was a knee jerk reaction to get some help. The Strategic Sports Group infusing $1.5 billion into the tour saved them. Player Performance Program or NIL. In quotes, type of programs gives them extra perks for a lot of players. Tiger's getting a lot of money from that as well. Those people are getting, Rory's getting a ton of money from those PIP program, we call it. So there's perks in there to hold it together. But like you're saying, the absolute satellite or the fringe events that are not signature in quotes are in trouble. And the sponsors is going to be, I don't know what's happening in the communities. I know that the ones that I'm familiar with, John Deere Classic is still holding on. And obviously, I'm worried about the Cognizant right down the street. So those are two that are right in my view. Mm-hmm. I can't predict anything. Obviously, I'm not here in the boardrooms. I'm not walking in and catching all the information. I'm just taking what the great reporting that I do here from people like Rex Hoggard. At Golf Channel. He's exceptional for getting the insider information. So mm-hmm. I do listen to those kind of things and get the temperature of what's happening. But golf's in a very fragile viewership perception mode at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I want both of you to chew on this for a second.
Yep.
Let's say LIV doesn't come around. We're 4 years ago. The LIV didn't just happen in one day that all of a sudden Greg Norman got this money. That was worked on for probably 3 or 4 years, probably. Mm-hmm. So it didn't just show up. It might have even been worked on longer than that. But let's say LIV didn't come around. Is golf on the PGA Tour any different? I would tell you no. You have more names on the leaderboard that you recognize, but golf is no different. And the reason golf is no different right now is because one player was aging and was going to be in the same situation he was going to be in now. They hung their hat on Tiger Woods. That's all they had. That's all they marketed. That's all they want. He's the only one that moves the needle. Mm-hmm. Bryson moves a little bit. Phil moved it a little bit back then. John Rahm really doesn't move it a whole lot, you know, but Rory moves it a little bit. Jordan moves it a very, very, very little. Justin, very, very, very little. There's a few guys.
Brooks.
Brooks doesn't move it. Justin Rose, for his great attitude and career and everything, he doesn't move it. So would golf be any different if LIV wasn't around right now?
Probably not.
I don't see a difference.
Well, the thing is, you might not have these elevated events and all the money and everything going on either. If LIV never happened, I would guess that the PGA Tour was going to move into a new era eventually after Monahan left. But I don't know that they would have made the sweeping changes that they made. And with this $1.5 billion of infused money from other sports leaders, and then, you know, would they have cut the schedule, slashed the schedule? Would they have, you don't know because you'll never know what they would have done. All we know is what they had to do to stay relevant with LIV doing what they're doing and losing the kind of players they've lost. But with no LIV, no, everybody would still be playing golf as usual, week in and week out in the PGA.
But are the numbers any different, Ray?
No.
Do you think that – I don't even know how many people they had watching this week. But let's say they had, you know, 1.5 million people watching this event this weekend, or I don't even know what the numbers are. If it's John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau playing in it, and you had Rory and Hatton playing together, are the numbers really that different?
I think the numbers are up a little bit for TV viewership from last year, because we all know that last year, you know, numbers were down. I don't know. I mean, in the year before, I think TV viewership for the PGA Tour was down. But I think they're back up a little bit more, Bob. And we can look that up and talk about it this coming Saturday on Great American Golf. I think that's a note to put down today for us to look up some TV numbers and let's see where the tour is, Greg. I think you make a really great point.
I've got a couple for you already.
Go.
Figures now show increase in events like the Players, for instance, which averaged 4.4 million, and it compared to 2025 when it was down about, it was up 7.1 million for the 2026 final round. Last year, the tour was we've risen 22% since that time. Currently to where we are now.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to revisit this topic over and over and over again. And as we continue to see how things go, we still have to wait a couple of months for Rolap to let out the new schedule, although we pretty much know where we're headed. 2027 is going to be probably one of the biggest transition years in PGA Tour history. Agree, guys? Or
yeah.
What about?
Oh, yeah.
See where it goes. Yeah.
See where it goes.
I think it's going to be there's been a number of transitional years that were big for the PGA Tour. We could go through history, Bob. You could do that for us. Give us a rundown of the four or five times the PGA Tour made massive sweeping changes that affected golf. This certainly 2027 is one of them, and it may even be the biggest. Who knows? Mm-hmm. All right, let's look at the ladies. Big news for women's golf around the world. Nelly Korda wins big. Nelly Korda goes back to world number one, guys. Nelly Korda is now 5 points away from being in the Hall of Fame, only five. And yesterday at Maryland's Tee, they were interviewing Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel. And I think Meg Mallon was on the board at some point. She was talking about and what it was to get into the Hall of Fame before. And then they added a couple of things. You got a point for every tournament you won, 2 points for a major. You got a point winning the Vaire Trophy. You got a point for being player of the year. But then they added, if you were the Olympic gold medalist, you got a point as well. So Nelly Korda is now at 27 years of age, 5 points away from the Hall of Fame. She's a shoo-in to go into the hall. I mean, she wins five more tournaments in the next 20 years. She's in the Hall of Fame. I think she wins it in the next 2 years. Craig?
Yeah, I mean, you would. She's good for ladies golf. It's good to see that she's a little more energized than what she was last year, and things are working whatever she worked on over the winter. She's good for ladies golf. So let's, you know, this. More she the better she plays, and you know she ran away with it this week. It's good for ladies golf. I think that's good for Nelly. I like her.
What about the Chevron, the former Dinah Shore? No jumping in Poppy's Pond. They moved the tournament, and now here they are in Houston.
Yeah,
What
that's a
about
mistake.
this golf club in Houston, Craig?
It's a nice golf course, but it doesn't have the feel that it did when it was in Palm Springs. It may take a decade or two before they get that feel back. So, from that perspective, that event isn't quite what it was. But, you know, as we were just talking about the change in golf, that's what's happening on the ladies too. So,
If you go to my YouTube site, everybody, Match Play TV, you're going to see a wonderful long form interview with Meg Mallon and with Beth Daniel, two World Golf Hall of Fame members. And I talked to them because the Chevron Championship, of course, final round yesterday when I interviewed them at the tee at Carolyn Golf Club. Guys, when I interviewed them, one of the first things I brought up with each of them is that they had both turned in second place finishes at the Chevron, which in their playing days was the Dinah Shore, a major championship. And Meg Mallon said, that's a sore point. And I said, so I pushed through for a couple more follow-up questions, and they talked about being second, each of them in that golf tournament, Bob.
I think taking the Chevron or whatever they want to call it out of the Dinah Shore Classic and taking her name out was a mistake. I think it's like that tournament deserved to be a home site, just like Augusta National deserves to be a home site for the Masters. I think that's ridiculous. They have a beautiful statue of Dinah there, and she was the one that saved the tour. So that was a disgrace to me. I will mention a couple nuggets. Nelly Korda, she's the got her third major, and she's the most of anybody since the year 2000 among a host of big names below her before age 28, and she is at joining this group. Let me give you this group: Patty Berg, Louise Suggs, Betsy Rawls, Mickey Wright, Kathy Whitworth, Amy Alcott, and now Nelly Korda before age 28, third major.
Yeah, those are massive
Yep.
historical names,
Yesterday,
massive names.
I think Craig would, if you watch much of it, you'd understand that she had 265s for the Thursday, Friday, yesterday, and Saturday. She looked like she was taking her B game out there, missing all kinds of easy putts. But it's hard to play with a big lead like that. I know it is, but she took her B game on the weekend and rolled.
Well, you know, here's the number one player in the world and has been. She thrilled us with numerous victories a couple years ago. She kind of cooled down a little bit. I think the young lady was tired myself. I interviewed her at the Ford Championship last month, and I got a nice one-on-one with her. She is not as animated of a player, but she is a wonderful representation. I mean, the people lining up to get her autograph And you know, they line up for Charlie Hall, they line up for you know, Lydia Ko, they line up for some of the bigger name players out there, but they really lined up, both adults and kids lining up to get Nelly Korda's signature, and she was very patient. She spent a long time. I couldn't believe the line of people she went through after her round to sign autographs. She was very, very, very great about that. And then afterwards, she went in and we did a quick interview. And I asked her just a couple of two or three questions. And, you know, she gave me the answers and whatever. I think that Nelly Korda is a great representative for the LPGA Tour. I think there's a lot of things going on in women's golf. Again, I have to go back and say, I think it's the best news in golf globally when you watch the women's tour. Craig?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, the ladies have an opportunity here. And they've had the opportunity for a while. So it'll be interesting to see what they can do and how they can, with the little bit of the tour coming back, the boys going back, how they can inch their way in there and gain some space and create some space themselves to take advantage of that, in my opinion.
And the ladies head on to Mexico to the Riviera Maya Open in Mayakoba, down there near Cancun area, this week at Playa del Carmen. And it'll be fun to watch them playing in Mexico. We've been commercial free pretty much for the whole hour, but I've got to go out for just a quick break. We're going to be back. Have a listen to these wonderful promotions and advertisements, folks. That's what they are. We're going to give some time to our sponsors. Stay with me, listen to those. They'll help you with your game. And we'll be right back in just a moment with Craig and Bob.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
All right, greetings and welcome back, everybody. Ray Adams here with Dr. Bob Denny and Craig Renshaw. We are all back with you here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Lots to talk about. We were talking about the ladies and where they're headed this week, speaking of ladies golf, right here in Scottsdale, Arizona, the Epson Tour, which is the developmental tour where young ladies play professional golf, just like they do on the Korn Ferry Tour for the men, to make their way to the LPGA Tour. And these ladies are all going to be waging their skills and their game out at the TPC Champions Course this week, beginning, well, I guess today and tomorrow, practice rounds. Wednesday is a pro-am. Amy Bockersteady will be playing out there on Wednesday, the wonderful young lady. And I'll be out there Wednesday to see and talk about what's happening at the pro-am. And then, of course, the tournament starts Thursday, goes through Sunday. This is the Carlisle Arizona Women's Open. And we appreciate Carlisle Companies for sponsoring. It's a very large purse. I believe the largest all year, again this year, on the Epson Tour schedule. It finishes Sunday. Last year, Sophia Popov from the LPGA Tour played on the Epson Tour and event, and I interviewed her last year on Sunday as the champion. I'll be out this Sunday again to interview the champion, and we'll give you a little bit of a recap 1 week from today of that event here. So go get your tickets and go out and see some great, great women's golf. You'll see some names that you'll future see on the LPGA Tour. all right, guys, what happened with the Champions Tour? Bob?
Retief Degussen wins with a birdie on the last hole. Stephen Ames is a stroke behind. Zach Johnson is third place. And so that was a modified Stableford and wasn't as exciting as a Zurich, but it was certainly interesting to see that come down. Next week, they have the region's tradition following him in Birmingham, Alabama.
This modified Stableford version, and they used to do that up in Colorado at a tournament up there on the PGA Tour, if I remember. The International, yeah. If I remember, I did remember correctly. And they took that away. Do you like this format? I mean, I tried to watch a little bit of it, and it's a little confusing. Not that I didn't understand the points and the systems, and it rewards going for the pin, and it's easy on you if you get a bogey. It really rewards you if you get a birdie. I mean, I don't know. What do you make of it, Craig? Is it exciting enough to make it worth watching, or what do you think?
Well, I don't know that it changes the game a whole lot. I guess it could. I mean, it's the idea of, once again, imagine watching your baseball game today, and every time they touch home plate, it's worth two runs today. Football today, you know, when you play a game tomorrow, the touchdown's going to be worth 9 points versus 7 points. Okay. Yeah. I guess it's exciting. Golf, this is what golf has done for hundreds of years. We have to have these little games that does it change it? I don't know. I guess it encourages certain types of play. And at the end of the day, does it get more people to watch? I doubt it, but maybe it gets people enthusiastic.
Well, they're headed to Birmingham, Alabama, Bob, to Greystone Golf and Country Club for the region's tradition this week. And that's a big event for them on the Champions Tour. Any word about that or the event? And then after that, another big event at the Woodlands down in Texas, the Insperity. They all love playing that event. And then they head to Morocco, those that want to go. The Champions Tour – and I can't help but think out loud, are there going to be changes to the Champions Tour like there are changes to the PGA Tour? Because it's PGA Tour golf. It happens to be Champions Tour, but whatever. Now, they're going to play the Schwab Cup Championship in November this year for the top players from the Champions Tour. But then Phoenix Country Club goes under a renovation. And my understanding is they're searching for a 2027 site in the Phoenix area for the Schwab Cup Championship. And then I'm presuming it returns back to Phoenix Country Club. So, but real quick, 30 seconds, Craig, and 30 seconds, Bob, what do you, I haven't heard anything about the Champions Tour, only the PGA Tour changes coming, schedules coming, but you got to believe there's something going on with the Champions Tour, or you think they leave it alone?
No, I think there's subtle changes that happen to events that the seniors will start, the champions will start going to that are now more, they want to keep the facilities and they want to keep the golf courses. So that to me is what they're going to do.
All right. Very good. DP World Tour. What about the DP World Tour, Bob? What's happening over there?
Real quickly, the Volvo Chinese Open was last week, and this week is the, coming up is a Turkish Airlines Open. For those that want to travel in that area with the uncertainty we have in this world, more power to them.
Yeah, I would be nervous about that one, but they've got some great. They have such an exotic tour schedule. I mean, if you're a European tour player, and over the decades, I've always enjoyed watching the European Tour and now the DP World Tour. They go to all of these cool places all over the place. And it's places that most Americans never get to go, but we get to see it and experience it on TV. So, yeah, you'll see them playing. You'll see them playing in Turkey. I've always liked it, Craig, haven't you?
Sure. I have nothing wrong with that.
You get to go to all these.
We don't have the Shell's Wonderful World of Golf. We have the DP World Tour.
Well, Shell's Wonderful World of Golf plays on the Golf Channel once in a while. So does Big Three Golf and Celebrity Golf. And I record those when I can. I have a few of them recorded. So, Bob, they want a nugget. They're looking for a nugget. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Well, the most important nugget for me is that at Bandon Dunes, where the PGA Professional Championship's taking place.
And there you go.
312 players will go into the first of two cuts today. The top 20 earn a berth on Wednesday. The final day is Wednesday to the PGA Championship. They had the first round leader was Austin Hurt, H-U-R-T, shot a 64 at Bandon Dunes. He's from Washington, the state of Washington, and the Pacific Northwest is yet to have a national champion. So he's in a good position if he can hold his own, see if he can pull away for next 4 days. He knows that resort very well, and more power to him. Braden Shattuck, who won 3 years ago, he's at a 67 right now. It was a tough day for people that you would remember, Ray. Jesse Mueller had a rough day, and so did Michael Block. So it you got to really know that golf course and adapt to the wind.
Well, and Charlie Belgian, who used to play on the PGA Tour, and he actually won on the PGA Tour. Charlie Belgian, who hails out of the Phoenix area here. And I'm going to have Charlie on the show. He's such a great guy. He's got an amazing story, an unbelievable personal story about how he has defeated alcoholism. And you can follow him on, I think, LinkedIn or Facebook, whatever. And you should do that, everybody. Find Charlie Belgian out there on social media and follow him. He gives you swing tips and lesson videos. He's an amazing guy, and he is in the Club Pro Championship. He did not have the greatest of days either. So these guys are going to have to scramble to make the cut today. And, we hope that they can both get in it. But yeah, there's some amazingly good golf going on out there, Craig, at the PGA Club Pro Championship at Bandon Dunes. I mean, you got link style golf, treeless by the sea, wind blowing everywhere. I don't know that that's an easy golf course at any level. And look at those scores.
Yep, they're playing good golf.
And these are people no one's ever heard of playing that kind of golf.
Yep. They're all fine golfers, though. They may not be people that are going to be on TV very much, but they're all fine golfers, and they do better than 99% of the people that ever pick up a golf club.
Right. Well, I've always enjoyed watching it. It's going to be great. The top 20 get to play in the PGA Championship coming up very soon. So we've got a lot of golf going on. Guys, thank you so very much. Craig,
thank
I
you.
Promise to get you out right on time. I know you got to get off to some things happening and going on, teaching and whatever else you're doing. So enjoy your day and your week. Dr. Bob, thank you so very much for being with us. We're all going to be back together this coming Saturday morning for Great American Golf. Lots happening. And I've got to thank Tour Edge at touredge.com. Boy, I tell you what, I was able to talk a lot of Tour Edge golf the last week. We've got some things coming up, some, well, big news and some big releases coming up from Tour Edge golf. You want to go to touredge.com, get some exotics, golf balls, or the hot launch golf balls, folks. Tour Edge has the balls. They're fabulous, and you've got to get some of those and play with them. And when you do, write to me, golfadams@msn.com, golfadams@msn.com and let me know how you feel about the new Tour Edge golf balls. Affordable, but wonderful technology. They'll stand up with any other ball out there on the market. And don't forget the exotics and hot launch clubs. The new exotics are just amazing. The technology is out of this world. And we're going to have John Claffey on again very soon. We'll talk about that. All the new look, all the new rebranding, everything happening at touredge.com. And then I mentioned squares. I had my square shoes on yesterday. People asked me about them, told them all about squares and the features, you know, the square toe, the wider toe box, laying your toes and feet flat rather than scrunched up into a V shape, the strategically placed spikes on the bottom of the shoe. You can go spikeless though as well. Everything happening, proprietary shoelaces, greater stability, greater balance, and of course, more distance. Change your shoes, change your game. And that's what Sir Nick Faldo says, and so many others like me wearing Squares golf shoes. And you've got to get to squares.com. Find out more about that. If you love pickleball, they've got pickleball shoes. Baseball, baseball shoes. Everything coming right there on Squares website at squares.com. And if you want to be in my big, big, big email list, folks, big, big, big product guide coming out for the spring and Mother's Day, coming out very, very soon in the next several days. It's going to be pushed out there to you. If you want to be on my list, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. When you do, I'll add you to the list and you'll start getting all of my gift guides, all of my holiday guides, newsletters, and things like that. And I can't wait to thank Canyon Mesa Country Club. Another year with Canyon Mesa makes them, well, one of the longest running golf courses in the state of Arizona, sponsoring this show and me talking about the beauty of Canyon Mesa Country Club up in Sedona in the Red Rock country. So you want to get up to Canyon Mesa Country Club. Willie Dark is the director of golf up there. He's a fellow Michigander. Great things happening at Canyon Mesa Country Club. And then, of course, all of our other great golf courses here in the Valley. Legacy Golf Resort, one of the most, it just, the championship golf course at Legacy is one thing. But when you put it in the setting that it's in the South Mountains, and the views and vistas that you get, and then you have a world-class Legacy Golf Performance Center, where Jeremy Anderson is the director of that, and the lessons, the teaching, the game performance enhancement they can give you. And that can start with the kiddos. It can go all the way through for the ladies and the men at every age, every level of your play, including tour players go there and they work on their games as well. It's a wonderful practice and training facility, the Legacy Performance Center. Legacy Golf Resort is just north of Baseline on 32nd Street. You can't miss it. Big resort hotel there, as well as, of course, Legacy Golf Resort. Tony Barton and Will and all the crew, tell me, Ray, let them know it's time to play some golf. It's absolutely beautiful. The rates are going to change soon. We're coming into the summer. They've got demo days and fitting days, all sorts of things happening at Legacy Golf Resort. Go to golflegacyresort.com. And there's so many others that I want to mention today. All of our Anthem only, the Legacy Bar and Grill. We love the food there. It is a mainstay. I've talked about them now quite a bit. And there's other Ziggy Coffee. I've mentioned them. They're over there on the other side of the freeway by Walmart and O'Reilly. Ziggy Coffee is so fun. And then I've got to tell you about this this new wonderful shop in Carefree. And in Carefree, there is a, and I've talked about it now two or three times already, there is a shop over there. It's a gourmet food and kitchen shop in Carefree at the big post office building. It's right there at 100 Easy Street in Carefree. It is a beautiful little town. And if you've not been up to Carefree and Cave Creek up there, it's a wonderful little half-day trip or even a day trip. But you want to get to Seared Living. They're in the big post office building right there, 100 Easy Street, and you go to searedliving.com. Patty Deemers and her daughter have put their family for you and your family's table. They've got cooking gourmet cooking items. They've got lifestyle items. They've got entertainment items for your home. You can learn new ways to cook. It's a perfect place for gifts for mom. Well, and I love to cook, so dads too, coming up, the two big holidays. So go to searedliving.com. Great store. I always love talking about local businesses that provide some wonderful things. And there's so many more. I'll talk about more of them this coming Saturday on Great American Golf. Thanks so much for joining everybody today. I am so happy that you did. What a great show. And again, I want to thank Dr. Bob, and I want to thank Craig Renshaw. And I've got a very special guest coming this coming Saturday morning. You're going to be very, very, very surprised at this guest, and you're going to love this guest. All right. Have a great week. Watch some golf. Have some fun. Don't forget the PGA Club Pro Championship going on today, tomorrow, finishing up on Wednesday to get into the PGA Championship. Back with you very soon, this coming Saturday morning, right here on Golf News Net and all the other big audio platforms.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.